Greetings and shalom, shalom, salama, salam alaikum, shalom, shalawama, and what's popping, y'all? Oh, okay. Thanks for tuning in to another segment of Malaka Adaya to the Remnant family. And today is Friday, December 22nd, in the supposed year of 2023, and I am now observing, memorializing, remembering the time of the Feast of Dedication. Now, I had a brother holler at me on Facebook and was like, sis, am I missing something here? Because we only had 7 feasts that, that are the feasts of Yah, and anything else is the tradition of man, and it is forbidden. And so I looked at this post, right? And at first, me being me, I'm like, well, I'm doing what I'm doing because I believe the Holy Spirit has leading me to do this. I can't speak for anybody else. I said, what I do know is that the Hanukkah is the tradition of man, and y'all, I do not keep Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Ish people Christmas, okay? I see people wrapping gifts, and I'm like, no, that's not what this is, right? So I am, people be like, you know, they learn stuff from me, and all praise to Yahuwah, but I'm not no teacher, far from it, okay? So I'm not going to say, listen, guys, you guys need to do this because this is what the scripture says. And I'm telling you now, this is what you need to do. No, 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 no. What I know is me and my children, we are observing and memorializing and remembering and reading scriptures pertaining to the Feast of Dedication. Now, as I was reading today, I saw what my mentor, my brother, my mediator went through on this Feast of Dedication time, during his time. And it upset me. Here they are, all getting ready for this feast time while disrespecting the one that the Most High sent to lead us in the way, much like they do today. Our people love a turn up, right? We love a good party and a good feast day, right? So, again, I will be memorializing this. I will be remembering this. I will be going over the scriptures pertaining to this, and I'm going to share these scriptures with you guys today. But before I get into that, let me remind you about what happened to the one that Yahuwah sent, performing signs and wonders and works in his name. Let's see what happened to him on this day. We're going to go into the book of Yohanan pertaining to this. But before we do that, let's go over some definitions. What's the definition of celebrate? Because this is a celebration, right? This is a time of celebration, right? This is the time of celebration, rededication, right? So let's first look up celebration. Okay. So, definitions from Oxford Languages says celebration is the act of marking one's pleasure at an important event or occasion by engaging in enjoyable, typical social activity. the action of making one's pleasure. That's what a celebration is. Okay. So, for me, I do not celebrate. So, if I said I'm celebrating, I don't think I said that. But if I did, I stand corrected. I am not celebrating the Feast of Dedication. Okay. But I am memorializing it. So now, let's look up that definition. Memorialize. Once again, according to definitions from Oxford Languages. Memorialize. A verb. Preserve the memory of. Commemorate. Hallelujah. So now, let's look at one final definition. Rededicate. Now, as a matter of fact, before we look up rededicate, let's look up dedicate. Because in order for something to need to be rededicated, it means it was once dedicated and then possibly desecrated. So let's look. So, again, our source being the Oxford Languages Dictionary. Dedicated. Adjective. Of a person devoted to a task or purpose, having single-minded loyalty or integrity. Thing. Exclusively allocated to or intended for a particular service or purpose. Okay. So now I ask, what is the Feast of Dedication all about? Before we get into how our kinsman redeemer, our mediator in the Shamayim, our example, before we get into how he was treated during this big old grand celebration, let's go over the first rededication of a temple. Let's go to Maccabees, 1 Maccabees, chapter 4. All right, so guys, I'm reading this from the Sefer. Any of you that are familiar with the Sefer, y'all know the language in the Sefer is kind of like almost King James-ish with the way that the language is here, right? So I'm doing my best. And here we go. Then took Gorgias 5,000 footmen and 1,000 of the best horsemen and removed out of the camp by night, to the end he might rush in upon the camp of the Yahudim and smite them suddenly. And the men of the fortress were his guides. Now when Yehuda heard thereof, he himself removed, and the valiant men with him, that he might smite the king's army, which was at Yemim. Verse 4. While as yet the focus were dispersed from the camp, in the mean season came Gorgias. I don't know why, but when I read this, I want to say Gorgias. Look, let me try it. In the mean season came Gorgias by night into the camp of Yehuda. Okay, let me stop playing. It's just not about that name, Gorgias. I can't help it. Okay, all right. No more silly. This is serious. Okay, Maccabim Rishon, chapter 4, verse 5. In the mean season came Gorgias by night into the camp of Yehuda. And when he found no men there, he sought them in the mountains. For he said, these fellows flee from us. But as soon as it was day, Yehuda showed himself in the plain with 3,000 men who nevertheless had neither armor nor swords to their minds They wasn't strapped, pretty much, okay? Okay. And they came and they saw the camp of the heathen, that it was strong and well harnessed and compassed round about with horsemen. And these were expert of war. So the heathen was strapped, right? Verse 8. And then said Yehuda to the men that were with him, fear ye not their multitude, neither be ye afraid of their assault. Remember how our fathers were delivered in the Red Sea when Pharaoh pursued them with an army. Now, therefore, let us cry unto heaven, if perchance Yahuwah will have mercy upon us, and remember the covenant of our fathers, and destroy this host before our face this day, that so all the heathen may know that there is one who delivers and saves Yasharal. Then the strangers lifted up their eyes and saw them coming over against them. Wherefore they went out of the camp to battle. But they that were with Yehuda, sorry y'all for the stumbling. Wherefore they went out of the camp to battle. But they that were with Yehuda sounded their shofars. Right? Verse 14. So they joined battle, and the heathen, being discomfited, fled into the plain. Mind you, it was 3,000 of us, unstrapped, no weapons, no armor. But these men that were well strapped up, experts of war, what does it say here in verse 14? Discomfited. They were discomfited and fled into the plain. Why? Remember verse 10. Now therefore let us cry unto heaven, if perchance Yahuwah will have mercy upon us, and remember the covenant of our fathers, and destroy this host before our face this day, that so all the heathen may know that there is one who delivers and saves Yasharal. Hallelujah. Verse 12 again. Then the strangers lifted up their eyes and saw them coming over against them. Wherefore they went out of the camp to battle. But they that were with Yehuda sounded their shofars. So they joined battle, and the heathen, being discomfited, fled into the plain. Y'all better get y'all shofars, Yahuwah. Howbeit, all the hindmost of them were slain with the sword, for they pursued them unto Gazam, and unto the plains of Edom, and Ashad, and Yavanah, so that all were slain of them upon a 3,000 men. This done, Yehuda returned again with his host from pursuing them, and said to the people, be not greedy of the spoil, inasmuch as there is a battle before us. And Gorgias, I told y'all, I can't even say that name straight. And Gorgias and his host are here by us in the mountain. But stand ye now against our enemies and overcome them. And after this, ye may boldly take the spoil. So he like, look, don't trip out over the goods right now, right? Ain't no celebrating over this right now, right? We got to still be on point, right? Because we ain't done. The war ain't done. We have not gotten complete, total victory yet, right? All right. Verse 19. As Yehuda, or Yehuda, was yet speaking these words, there appeared a part of them looking out of the mountain, who, when they perceived that the Yahudim had put their host to flight and were burning the tents of for the smoke that was seen, declared what was done. When therefore they perceived these things, they were sore afraid. And seeing also the host of Yehuda in the plain, ready to fight. Yeah, because y'all know they scared of us, right? I'm sorry. They are, though. I'm saying. That's why they act the way they do. They scared. They fled, everyone, into the land of strangers. Then Yahora returned to spoil the tents. Again, I say, then Yehuda returned to spoil the tents, where they got much gold and much silver and blue silk and purple of the sea and great riches. Ooh, that sound pretty, right? Blue and silver, silk and purple. Ooh, y'all don't even know those are my favorite colors. Like a minute ago, somebody was preparing a garment for me. And they asked me, like, what colors I wanted. And these was among the colors. Like, I like gold and purple and blue and silver. Like, I like those colors. Now I see why. After this, they went home and sung a song of thanksgiving and praised Yahuwah in heaven because he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Thus, Yasharal had a great deliverance that day. Now all the strangers that had escaped came and told Lysias what had happened, who had been heard thereof. I'm sorry, who, when he heard thereof, was confounded and discouraged, because neither such things as he would were done unto Yasharal. What? Look how they said that, though. So all that means is, like, what he intended to happen to them did not happen. Look at the language that they use here. He says, who, when he heard thereof, was confounded and discouraged, because neither such things as he would were done unto Yasharal, nor such things as the king commanded him were come to pass. Verse 28. The next year, therefore, following Lysias, gathered together 70,000 choice men of foot, and 5,000 horsemen, that he might subdue them. So they came into Edom and pitched their tents at Bet Sura, and Yehuda met them with 10,000 men. And when he saw that mighty army, he prayed and blessed. He prayed and said, blessed are you, O Savior of Yasharal, who did quell the violence of the mighty man by the hand of your servant Dawid, and gave the host of strangers into the hands of Jonathan, the son of Shaul, and his armor bearer. Shut up this army in the hand of your people Yasharal, and let them be confounded in their power and horsemen. Make them to be of one courage, and cause the boldness of their strength to fall away, and let them quake at their destruction. Y'all better learn something from this. What did he do? What did he do? Verse 30. And when he saw the mighty army, he prayed and said, blessed are you, O Savior of Yasharal, who did quell the violence of the mighty man by the hand of your servant David, and gave the host of strangers into the hands of Jonathan, the son of Shaul, or the son of Saul, and his armor bearer. Shut up this army in the hand of your people, Yasharal, and let them be confounded in their power and horsemen. Make them of no courage. Now, excuse me, because before I said of one courage, I apologize, all right? Make them be of no courage, and cause the boldness of their strength to fall away, and let them quake at their destruction. Cast them down with the sword of them that you love. Cast them down with the sword of them that you love. Yahweh, cast them down with the sword of them that you love. And let all those that know your name praise you with thanksgiving. So they joined battle. And there was slain of the host of Lysias about 5,000 men. Even before them were they slain. Now when Lysias saw this, his army put to flight. And the manliness of Yehuda's, come on now, what did it say? And the manliness of Yehuda's soldiers, and how they were ready either to live or die valiantly. He went into Antioch and gathered together a company of strangers, and having made stranger danger, I can't help it, I'm sorry, all right. And having made his army greater than it was, he pursued to come again into Yehuda. Now, okay, Keisha, like, what she mean, stranger danger? That's just something on We Woke Now. When the imposters go forward with their lies and saying all their foolishness. One of the video memes that the host of We Woke Now, he puts out there, stranger danger. All right, verse 36. Then said Yehuda and his brethren, behold, our enemies are discomfited. Let us go to cleanse and dedicate the sanctuary. Okay? So remember now, when you are commemorating, because I'm not going to say celebrate the Feast of Dedication, okay? Because we understand what the word celebrate means, right? It's to seek your own pleasure. You understand? When we memorialize and commemorate this Feast of Dedication, this is the event that is being remembered, okay? Upon this, all the host assembled themselves together and went up into Mount Zion. And when they saw the sanctuary desolate and the altar profaned and the gates burned up and shrubs growing in the courts as in the forest or in one of the mountains, yea, and the priests' chambers pulled down, they rent their clothes and made great lamentation and cast ashes upon their heads. So while y'all dressing up, while y'all dressing up and making this to be like some grand feast day, remember what has been done to our home and our temple once again. While y'all are spending money making these wicked people pockets fatter, talking about you gotta buy all these decorations for the Feast of Dedication. Remember this. Remember this. Remember that there are imposters in our land. Because once again, we angered the Father. Because once again, we sinned against the Father. Y'all do y'all. Y'all celebrate the way y'all want to celebrate. I'm not celebrating this. I'm remembering. They rent their clothes and made great lamentation and cast ashes upon their heads and fell down flat to the ground upon their faces and blew an alarm with shofars and cried toward heaven. Then Yehuda appointed certain men to fight against those that were in the fortress until he had cleansed the sanctuary. So he chose priests of blameless conversation, such as had pleasure in the Torah, who cleansed the sanctuary and bore out the defiled stones into an unclean place. The defiled stones, you know, the stones that where they were slaughtering pigs and stuff on, right? And when as they consulted what to do with the altar of ascending smoke offerings, which was profaned, they thought it best to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them, because the heathen had defiled it, wherefore they pulled it down. And laid upon the stones in the mountain, and laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place, until there should come a prophet to show what should be done to them. Yahuwah, if it so pleases you, I pray that you will pour out the spirit of prophecy on us now, those that you would choose, that we may know what to do and how to do. Because right now, Father, your people are going every which way. I was watching a YouTube live, and I heard some of the brothers say, yeah, you know, we need some songs to party to. I don't want to party here. Now, I'm not saying that the Father will not give us feast days to be joyous about, right? I'm joyous around the time of Pesach. I am joyous around the times of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I am joyous during those times. But I mean, like, to be making songs to party and dance here, like this is the turn up place, like, we got it twisted. We looking like them. We acting like them. I don't care, like, you know, I'm going to say what I got to say. We having award shows and exalting ourselves and, yo, I feel like, can't we wait till we get home to do that stuff? Because as we doing all these celebrations, you know whose pockets, again, we're fattening because we got to buy the stuff from their stores. Y'all don't hear me though. Y'all get offended. Y'all think I'm coming for y'all. They think I'm trying to criticize y'all. It's not what I'm trying to do. It's not what I'm doing. Stop looking like them. Stop acting like them. Show me where. Show me where our people were throwing award shows for themselves to get glory for themselves for the work that they did for Yahuwah. Nah, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't want to say nothing because, you know, I love some of y'all that's carrying on this way. But that's exactly what y'all doing. Y'all carrying on. Y'all accepting pats on the backs for just doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to praise and worship the Father. You're supposed to give words of encouragement. You're supposed to hold your brother and sister down in the faith. You're supposed to do charitable things. Why do you need rewards here for that? But I'm being a bully, I guess. No, I'm not. I'm being your sister. I'm being blatantly honest. I'm being one who is willing to have people walk away from her, turn their back on her, talk about her, criticize her. But I need these words to penetrate. I don't care if they cut you. Let them cut that flesh off you then. Because your flesh want to be exalted still. Your flesh want to be recognized still. You still clout chasing. I don't care. Take it how you want. I love you. I love you enough to do that and say that. Okay? Stop. Stop acting like them. Stop doing what they do. You think that weed in them was allowing people to really like parade over them and give them honors and stuff like that, like the way y'all doing? You want your name in lights. Tell the truth, you do. Okay. Hallelujah. Verse 46, and they laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should come a prophet to show what should be done with them. Then they took whole stones according to the Torah and built a new altar according to the former and made up the sanctuary and the things that were within the temple and hallowed the courts. They made also new holy vessels, and into the temple they brought the menorah and the altar of ascending smoke offerings and the incense on the table And upon the altar they burned incense, and the lamps that were upon the menorah they lighted, that they might give light in the temple. Furthermore, they set the loaves on the table and spread out the veils and finished all the works which they had begun to make. Now on the 25th day of the 9th month, which is called the month Kislev, in the 148th year, they rose up early in the morning and offered sacrifice according to the Torah upon the new altar of ascending smoke offerings, which they had made. Look at what time and what day the heathen had profaned it. Even in that was it dedicated with songs and cisterns and harps and cymbals. So y'all read this verse and be like, but see, they celebrated. Remember what the word celebration means? To look for your own pleasures. No, they dedicated. But because they had won a victory, because they got their temple back, we doing that? While we still in captivity, what we got back? So again, yes, I am memorializing this event that took place. I am. But I'm not doing it like y'all. Not decorating. Buying stuff from they stores. You know what I'm going to decorate? Me on the inside. I'm going to decorate me with humility for Yahuwah. I'm going to decorate me with grace and with love towards my people. I'm going to decorate me with a meek spirit to my Father's commands. Hallelujah. I want to decorate me with clean speech. Hallelujah. Decorate me unto Yahuwah so that he sees me as beautiful. Hallelujah. Verse 55. Then all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising the Elohim of heaven, who had given them good success. And so they kept the dedication of their altar 8 days and offered ascending smoke offerings with gladness, and sacrificed the sacrifice of deliverance and praise. They decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold and with shields. And the gates and the chambers they renewed and hanged doors upon them. Thus was there very great gladness among the people, for that the reproach of the heathen was put away. Moreover, Yehuda and his brethren, with the whole assembly of Yasharah, ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season, from year to year, by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Kislev, with mirth and gladness. At that time also they built up Mount Zion, with high walls and strong towers round about, lest the other nations should come and tread it down as they had done before. Family, they did it again, and we are still in the lands of our bondage, in the lands of our chastisement, in the lands of our enemies. The final verse. And they set their garrison to keep it, and fortified Bet-Surah to guard it, that the people might have a defense against Edom. All right. Let's go to the book of Yohanan. Yohanan chapter 10. Now let's see how our Messiah was treated during this time. As a matter of fact, no, let's do it. Let's go to Yohanan chapter 9. We'll do 9 and 10. And passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his taught ones asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Yahushai answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of Elohim might be made manifest in him. It is necessary for me to work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one is able to work. Oh, I want to dig into that, but I'm not, because no. Hallelujah. Let him that has ear to hear what the Spirit is saying through Yahusha at this time back then to us now. Yohanan 9:4. It is necessary for me to work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one is able to work. Verse 5. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and applied the clay to the eyes of the blind man. Now, I'm going to stop y'all because I'm saying, right? How much spit did he have to spit? Like Yahusha was like, I'm sorry. Or like, I wonder, like, did he put some water in his mouth first and then spit it on the ground? I mean, on the sand? I don't know. Okay, but we ain't going to stress this more details, all right? I'm sorry. Okay. So he spat. And with all the saliva that he spat, he then took and made some clay, right? But I do want to point out, you don't need but so much clay for the eye, right? It was symbolic, I believe, what he did. You know, to show that even my spit is anointed. All right, I'm adding too much to it. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, forgive me, Holy Spirit. You know I get excited. Okay, verse 7. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Shiloh, which means sent. So he said, go wash in the pool of sent, right? So he went and washed and came seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who saw him before that he was blind said, is not this he who was sitting and begging? Others said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am. So, you know, somebody was like, that's him. And he was like, nah, that's just somebody that look like him. But then he was like, nah, it's me. So they came to him. How are your eyes open? He answered and said, a man called Yahushua or Yahushai, right? A man called Yahusha made clay and applied it to my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Shiloh and wash. And for those of you that call him Jesus, y'all call him Jesus, but he's not Jesus to me. But I'll, you know, just for your own sake, I'll say. And he answered and said, a man called Jesus, whose name is really Yahusha, made clay and applied it to my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Shiloh and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. And they said to him, where is he? He said, I don't know. They answered to the Pharisees, that one who was once blind. I'm sorry, they brought to the Pharisees that one who was once blind. Now it was a Shabbat. Now it was a Shabbat when Yahushai made the clay and opened his eyes. It probably was a Saturday Shabbat at that. Because by this time, the Jewish people were in power. I just need y'all to know that. Okay. Therefore, the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." And just in case y'all don't know, no, I don't keep Saturday Shabbat. And no, I don't keep the Luni Solar Shabbat. You want to know which Shabbat I keep? Email me. Batya.Leisha@gmail.com. That's BATYAH.LESHIA@gmail.com. And we can reason. I can show you my train of thought concerning the Shabbat. But it is not every Saturday. Okay? Not for me, it is. Verse 16, therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from Elohim, because he does not guard the Shabbat." Others say, "How is a man who is a sinner able to do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind once again, "What do you say about him, because he opened your eyes?" Where are you going with my dog? My daughter just going to come in here and snatch my dog. No, you can come in here and hear this now that you're awake. Come and get some of this good old food. Hallelujah. All right. So they said to the blind once again, "What do you say about him, because he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet."
Shalom, family. I'm about to go to the kitchen and eat some food. But thereafter, I'm gonna come and get this food, and I can hear you, mommy.
All right.
He's a doggy.
Yes, get my doggy.
God sneeze, get my doggy.
Okay. All right, so she'll be back, but my voice kind of resonates through this house, so she can still hear me. Look, as she ran and chased you, she must want you to get for some salchichas. Get for some salchichas. That's hello sausages. All right, I'm sorry, y'all. Let's stay focused. Verse 17. So they said to the blind once again, "What do you say about him, because he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." However, the Yahudim did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight. So they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak concerning himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Yahudim. For the Yahudim had already agreed that if anyone confessed that he was Messiah, he should be put out of the congregation. Because of this, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." For so the second time, they called the man who was blind and said to him, "Give esteem to Elohim. We know that this man is a sinner." He then answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. I only know that I was blind and now I see." I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And they asked him once more, "What did he do to you?" And how did he open your eyes? What did he do to you? And how did he open your eyes? And he answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Why do you wish to hear it again? Do you wish to become his taught ones too?" Then they abused him and said, "You are his taught one, but we are taught ones of Moshe. We know that Elohim has spoken to Moshe, but this one, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Why, this is a wonder. You do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. And we know that Elohim does not hear sinners. But if anyone fears Elohim and does his desire, he hears him. For of old it was never been heard. It has never been heard anyone open the eyes of one who was born blind. If this one were not from Elohim, he could have done none at all." They answered and said to him, "You were completely born in sins, and you are teaching us?" And they cast him out. They were self-righteous. Self-righteous. Like the Power Rangers we see out here today. Cussing. Treating people bad and foul. Disrespecting their women. Forcing their women to accept other women. Forcing all kind of nasty, abominable acts to go on. But they know the laws of Moses, though. They know the laws of Moses, but they don't know the word of Elohim. They answered him and said to him, "You were completely born in sin." So they rather insult this dude now, you see. But you teaching us? Okay. Verse 35. Yahushua heard, or Yahushua heard, that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the son of Elohim?" And he answered, "Who is he, master, that I might believe in him?" And Yahushua said to him, "You have both seen him, and he speaks with you." Sorry, I read that wrong. And Yahushua said to him, "You have both seen him, and he who speaks with you is he." So I'm reading from the TS 2009, and it kind of trips me up. The same way the Sefer do in their wordage, right? But I'm trying as best as I can to read it the way we talk, the way we speak. Verse 38, and he said, "Master, I believe," and bowed before him. And Yahushua said, "For judgment I have come into this world." Come on. "For judgment I have come into this world, that those not seeing might see, and those seeing might become blind." And those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are ye blind too?" Yahushua said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say we see, therefore your sin remains." So now y'all already know they were tight with him, right? So let's go on over here to verse 10. And let us see how they treated him during this time of this feast of dedication. So what y'all call it, a feast of dedication, right? Y'all like celebrating. Ow, the turn up. I'm about to decorate, y'all. I want to say this. I know probably with your whole heart, right, you're doing this because you love Yahuwah. And you think this is the way to show him that you love him. But I'm going to tell you this. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will not despise. All this turn up and festivities, I just kind of feel like it could wait until we go home for some of these things. Commemorate it, yes. But the true celebration is going to be when we go home when we dedicate our temple in the presence of Yahusha. Y'all ain't even ready. All right. Okay. So the feast days all are a rehearsal, right? For when we are truly redeemed and taken out of this land and our sukkah comes down, and you know what I mean? But this one right here, this feast of dedication, can be remembered while we're here. But it cannot be observed in the way that it should. So please, like, y'all done did it already. Y'all done did y'all turn up already, right? So next year, determine how y'all gonna do it. If y'all gonna do it the same or different. If y'all gonna wrap gifts and stuff like that. Oh, I was appalled. Like, I'm appalled by that. For chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter through the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up by another way, that one is a thief and a robber. But he who enters through the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. And they shall by no means follow a stranger, but shall flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Yahushua used this figure of speech, but they did not know what he had been saying to them. Yahushua therefore said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the door of the sheep. He is one with the Father. He is not an archangel. He is not the Father. He is the door. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved, and shall go in and shall go out and find pasture. Yahuwah is the one who saves. Yahushua came in the name of Yahuwah to lead those that will believe to the one who saves. All right. The thief does not come except to steal and to slaughter and to destroy. I have come that they may possess life, and that they may possess it beyond measure. Y'all know, have life and that more abundantly, right? I am the good shepherd. He is not the Father. He is not an archangel. He is the good shepherd. Y'all got to get ready for the things that you're going to start to hear that are going to challenge your Christian mindset, your Hebrew Christian mindset. Get ready for the things you're going to hear that are going to challenge you. When Yahushua came and he spoke, his words challenged many. But those with a heart for Yahuwah were able to receive his words. And those words were life unto them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, verse 11 of Yohanan 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hireling, and not being a shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. My. The hireling, not being a shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, sees the danger coming, sees the trouble coming, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. Now the hireling flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. He was hired to do what he's doing. He is paid to do what he is doing. He is not doing what he is doing because he loves you. She is not doing what she is doing because she loves you. They are not doing what they're doing because they love you. They get a check for it. They get a check for it. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine. And mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, I have to bring them as well. And they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one flock, one shepherd. Because of this, the Father loves me. Because I lay down my life in order to receive it again, no one takes it from me. They didn't take his life. They couldn't. I'm telling you. Y'all better remember in that garden when he cried and he prayed, but then he submitted to it. He knew. Okay. He knew what was coming. But he knew for him it would get greater later if he just obeyed unto death. Verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to receive it again. This command I have received from my Father. Again, there came a division among the Yahudim because of these words. When truth goes forward, there will be a division. A separation. The wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goat, the real from the fake, Esau from Yaakov. Serpent seed from the seed of the woman. Again, there came a division among the Yahudim because of these words, and many of them said, he has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one possessed by a demon. Is a demon able to open the eyes of the blind? At what time the feast of dedication came to be in Yerushalayim, and it was winter, and Yahushua was walking in the set-apart place in the porch of Shalomah. So the Yahudim surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, say to us plainly." Yahushua answered. He answered them, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness concerning me. But you do not believe me, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them everlasting life, and they shall by no means ever perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one, Ahad, same purpose, same focus, same heart." Hallelujah. That's like, I'm going to say it. Me and my daughter, we are one. I'm telling you, if I don't like you, she don't like you. If I love you, she love you. If I favor you, she favor you. If I'm charitable towards you, she charitable towards you. If I see a snake in you and don't trust you, she see a snake in you and don't trust you. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes she see that snake in you before I do. So when she see a snake in you, I see a snake in you. Me and my daughter are one. My daughter is not me. I am the head of this house. Because unfortunately, I don't have a husband. So, I am the head of this house. My daughter is my daughter. She does what I tell her to do. She does things the way I show her to do them. Y'all get my drift? All right. Verse 31. Again, the Yahudim picked up the stones to stone him. Yahushua answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. Because of which of these works do you stone me?" They was y'all buying decorations for this feast of dedication. While at this same time, a couple thousand years ago plus, Mashiach was being stoned and accused and disrespected and mocked. This is before we got kicked out. This is why we got kicked out. Y'all go ahead and decorate and turn up. I'm commemorating. And I'm dedicating me to him. I'm not dedicating me to Yahushua. I'm dedicating me to the Father the way he dedicated himself to the Father. All right. Yahushua answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. Because of which of these do you stone me?" The Yahudim answered him, saying, "We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, and because you being a man make yourself Elohim." Capital E, right? They wrote here, but it's A. But anyway, capital A. "Because you made yourself Elohim." They're saying you made yourself Yahuwah, the same way y'all making him Yahuwah. He didn't make himself Yahuwah. He didn't do it then. He not doing it now. The same way the Pharisees called him Yahuwah then is the same way the Pharisees is calling him Yahuwah now. You don't think you're a Pharisee, but I'm telling you, you're a Pharisee. All right. Okay. Fall back. Ooh. Ain't nothing new under the sun. All right. Verse 33, the Yahudim answered him saying, "We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy. And because you being a man, make yourself Yahuwah." Yahushua answered them, "Is it not written in your own Torah? I said, ye are Elohim." So they're accusing him of calling himself Aliyah. But in fact, he's saying to them, "Are y'all not Elohim?" The im, plural. Are y'all not? I hate to say this word, but just for y'all understanding, are y'all not gods? See, this is what y'all got to understand. And I'm not going to make it plain for y'all. I'm not going to do that. Y'all got to hear. "If he made us in his image, then call us by our names." "If he called them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, what is impossible? And it is impossible for scripture to be broken. Do you say of him who the Father set apart and sent in the world, you are blaspheming because I said I'm the son of Aliyah?" "If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me." And for those of y'all that can't receive Aliyah, Elohim, Allah, I'll help you out. Alua, right? Okay, so let's just go back. Let's go back just a little bit. And we're going to read this with the word y'all comfortable with. Alua, right? Hallelujah. Verse 33, the Yahudim answered him saying, "We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy. And because you being a man, make yourself Elohim." Yahusha answered them, "Is it not written in your own Torah? I said you are Elohim. If he called them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and it is impossible for scriptures to be broken, do you say of him who the Father set apart and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the son of Elohim, I am the son of Elohim? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe in the works, so that you know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him." So let's say my daughter goes on with Fusion 5. So for those of you that don't know, my company is Fusion 5 Essentials. And I make hair and skincare products, right? So I'm already training my daughter up in it, you know? I'm actually about to go take it to the next level with it because I want her to be able to make these as good as me, you know? So I sent her to go make a batch, right? And let's say she goes into town and she's selling the products, right? And then somebody's like, I ain't buying that, you know? But she's like, "Here, test it out. See it. See, doesn't it make your skin feel nice and smooth? Isn't it taking away the itchiness and the redness from your skin? Or isn't it really growing your hair and conditioning it and making it more manageable?" So even if you don't believe I'm Malaka's daughter, believe in the fact that this is quality product exactly how she did it. Y'all get it? "Therefore, they were seeking again to seize him, but he went forth out of their hand and went once more to the other side of the Jordan, to the place where Yohanan was immersing at first, and there he stayed. And they came to him and said, 'Yohanan indeed did no sign, Yet all that Yohanan said about this man is true. And many believed in him there. And with that, I say shalom, shalom, salama, salam alaikum. For those of you that have already observed Feast of Dedication, I hope you got some food or some food for thought for the next year. That's my time. Love you.